This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 29th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. For the second time in less than a week, a pilot flying an aircraft out of North Las Vegas Airport in Nevada reported engine trouble, then crashed into a nearby residential neighborhood. FAA spokesman Ian Greger said the plane's pilot, the only person aboard, reported a rough-running engine shortly after takeoff yesterday. The aircraft was returning to the airport when it crashed about 2:35 p.m. local time, killing the pilot. The Associated Press reports the Piper PA-31 Navajo Twin hit power lines and came down in a parked car in a driveway about a half mile from the runway. It looks as if there were no injuries on the ground, but the plane exploded on impact with a car, burning one home to the ground and knocking out electrical power for 900 residents for about an hour. The FAA and NTSB should have a preliminary report early next week. Yesterday afternoon, the FAA announced that its own chief counsel in the Office of Dispute Resolution for Acquisition has called off next week's planned auction of two landing slots at Newark Liberty International Airport. The Department of Transportation wants to auction the slots to let market forces provide a disincentive to congestion and delays. The airlines asked the FAA's independent counsel to block the plan, saying Congress has given no authorization to the FAA to sell those slots. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey threatened to deny gate access to any airliner landing in an auction slot, and an impasse appeared imminent. It's still not clear how this will play out, but the office says it will expedite a decision, and Forbes reports the Air Transport Association is predicting victory. It's not clear yet who the next U.S. president will be, but the Aerospace Industries Association already has a briefing paper ready for the next occupant of the White House. It says the next president must launch a multi-billion dollar, decade-long military modernization drive or face a loss of U.S. ability to protect its interests worldwide. The AIA is a trade group representing major defense contractors and released its report on Wednesday. The group says weapons modernization has been, quote, chronically deferred, unquote, despite recent defense spending increases. A trend highlighted in the report is growing operational costs, which the group says is squeezing investment in new systems downward. AIA says operations, maintenance, and personnel expenses are taking a growing share of the Defense Department's base budget. The group says that budget currently stands at 3.1% of U.S. gross domestic product, but needs to be raised to 4%. Another new restriction on flights by general aviation pilots near Washington, D.C., reportedly has members of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association angry and confused. Those are the adjectives used by AOPA to describe reaction to a new rule requiring any pilot flying VFR within 60 nautical miles of the Washington, D.C. VOR DME, whether or not they intend to actually fly into the Air Defense Identification Zone, to complete the FAA's special awareness training by February 9th of next year. Andy Sabula, AOPA's Executive VP of Government Affairs, explains the reaction, quote, "Our members are telling us that it makes no sense to mandate training for pilots who will never fly in the ADIS, and they can't see the logic of forcing pilots who are already flying in the ADIS or have been cleared for the flight-restricted zone to take a course to teach them what they already know," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. We'll tell you more about these stories. Another airline goes tango uniform. American Airlines is under public attack from a union. And Ballistic Recovery Systems records save number 214. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, it's the conclusion of my interview with George Bible, author of Beyond the Black Box. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. Monday is the Labor Day holiday in the U.S., so I'll talk to you again on Tuesday. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.